Welcome to the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast, helping one student at a time. Visit npteff.com to enroll today so you can pass tomorrow. Thank you for joining us here on the NPTE Final Frontier Podcast. My name is David.
And my name is Emily. Today, we will be discussing sleep. So sleep is an essential function that allows your body and mind to recharge, leaving you refreshed and alert when you wake up. This can impair your abilities to concentrate, think clearly, and process memories when you don't get adequate amounts of sleep, which is exactly what you guys need whilst preparing for your board's exam. So most adults do require between 7 to 9 hours of nightly sleep, and right now is when I want you warriors to stop and think. Are you getting between 7 and 9 hours of sleep? Are you getting adequate sleep to help your mind recharge while you're preparing for the board's exam? So David, I'm going to put you right on the spot. How much sleep do you get per night?
Not enough. honestly, probably between 5 to 6. I am not a good example.
See, this is where me and David differ because I love sleep. And I make sure I get adequate amounts of sleep because I have learned Emily without sleep is an Emily nobody wants to experience. I function so much better in terms of just my overall emotional and mental status, as well as my ability to concentrate. So I get about 8 hours of sleep a night, and I try to really focus on that.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. You know, now that I think about it, it's probably more so like a 6 to 7 hours of sleep for me. But even still, I understand that it could be difficult as a student to try to get that required 8 hours of sleep at least, because it gets difficult because you want to keep on studying. You want to keep on pushing yourself. You want to try to burn the midnight oil like some of you may have done during your actual schooling. You know?
Oh, no, I totally get that. And let me, case in point here, I get that much sleep now because I've learned. When I was a student in school, I definitely did not get that much sleep because my mindset, which I'm sure, David, you're the same way, is, well, that's just wasting time. There's only so many hours in a day, and I need to be spending my time productive. I need to be spending my time studying and reviewing information and doing clinicals and working and so many other things. But I didn't realize sleeping is also productive. It's just as important. And I've learned through mistakes, and I learned the hard way.
Yeah, no, I definitely learned the hard way as well. You know, there are many times where I would try to burn the midnight oil just to get projects done. And you're just trying to complete them until 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. sometimes. But then you're waking up and you're not giving yourself the appropriate amount of sleep. And it really does take a toll on you. Just like you said before, you do need that sleep to re-energize and recharge yourself. And I honestly, so for me, first off, how was your sleep cycle when you were studying as a student?
So as a student, before I started the board's exam, when I was still in school, I used to stay up late trying to study and cram for exams, practicals, even though I had been putting in adequate amount of time studying beforehand. For some reason, I thought, you know, the few days before the exam or the night before the exam, it's crunch time. I need to put in excessive amounts of time. And I learned that that was not a good approach. So I changed it up when I was studying for the board's exam itself. I made sure I knew I was a morning studier. So I made sure if I want to wake up early, I need to go to bed early. So I really tried to make sure I got to bed by 10 p.m. so that I could wake up the next morning recharged and ready to go. What about you?
Yeah. So I was similar to the point where I recognized what I was doing wrong, but I was never able to get to bed at 10 p.m. Even currently outside of the exam, I just have too much energy.
Those of you, David knows me so well. He knows if he texts me at 10 p.m., I am not answering because my phone is on silent and do not disturb, and I will get back to him in the morning.
But I do know if I text you at 5:30 or 6 a.m., she is awake and she is ready to go.
Exactly. And you know, I think everybody has, some people are morning people, some people are night people. It doesn't matter which you prefer. As long as you're getting that sleep, that's what's most important.
Yes, and I feel like something when I was studying myself, I used to, so for a while, I was trying to burn the midnight oil. I was trying to push myself. But then I came to terms and realizing that I wasn't getting enough sleep. I would wake up tired. I would wake up and not, I wouldn't be able to get what I really wanted to get in there in the morning. So really, my mornings were becoming inefficient because I wasn't doing what I wanted to do. I wasn't able to focus. I was still tired. I wasn't waking up on time sometimes. So I knew that I was not doing myself justice. And especially because I also recognized that when I'm studying at 10 p.m., 11 p.m., or even later, that information I am not retaining. So something that I had to come to terms with and ask myself was, all right, this information that I am studying after 10 p.m., am I actually retaining this information, or am I just sitting in front of my computer right now studying just for, or not even studying? Am I just sitting here for the sake of sitting here? Am I just sitting here for the sake of making myself feel better that I'm still doing some work, even though I may not be doing actually any beneficial progress with this? Am I actually just doing it for the sake of saying that I did it? And I was just doing it for the sake of saying that I did it, that I did it, that I sat there for the hours, and I was not retaining that information.
Yes, I was the exact same way. And I think that is so important to recognize and kind of make mental note of early on and address it. Because I was the same way. I thought, oh, well, I should be sitting here studying. And then I would stay up late. I would wake up early the next morning. I would realize I'm still very tired. It feels like I didn't even get adequate sleep. Then I would start to review some of the same information I looked at the night before just to, review it quickly before I went to the next topic. And I realized, wow, I did not retain that information at all. And then I was spending just as much time reviewing that information anyway. I was reviewing it double instead of just getting to bed early, getting adequate sleep, and looking at that in the morning when I'm refreshed and recharged and actually retaining the information.
Yeah, it's a great way to start your day, to even get an extra hour or two before your normal wake time, if you are not waking up on time. So something that really I speak to many students about, and Emily, I know that you're very similar, but I feel like that is very important that no matter what, if your exam is at 8 a.m., you definitely cannot be sleeping past that 8 a.m. mark. You have to be alert and awake way before then. So you really have to adjust that time schedule. You really have to get that proper amount of time in there, and you have to give it that attention that it requires. You
No, I
got to take
completely
action.
agree. Yep. I tried to kind of implement that sleep schedule throughout my entire boards preparation. I was in a different situation where when I was studying for the boards, I wasn't on clinical. I was done with classes. So I was just kind of able to design my own study schedule with work and other things. So I tried to make sure I was always waking up early around the time I would have to wake up for the boards, just to get used to my mind being active and alert at those hours in the morning to kind of mimic the boards exam, which really helped me. So I kind of did that throughout the entire course of studying because my schedule allowed me to. What about you, David?
Same way, I made those adjustments appropriately, and I had to do them. And it's never too late to do them either. But a lot of students out there and people in general, they may have difficulties in getting to sleep. Maybe it's anxiety, stress, fear. Sometimes it could be family related, maybe your children. Maybe you're in a relationship, or maybe it's just a friendship, and you just enjoy talking to them and engaging them and being social, but you're being social 10 p.m., 11 p.m. You're texting and texting and texting, 11:30, midnight, 12:30, and on and on and on. You do have to cut it off, and you do have to try to take control as much as you can. I know sometimes with family involvement, let's say children have an inability to go to sleep at times, that's priority, but where it can become difficult. But you have to try to situate it in a way where you also get that sleep as well. Emily, what did you do to help you get to sleep earlier?
So, everything you just touched upon are definitely a lot of reasons why people have difficulty sleeping at night. And one of the biggest things you brought up that I think was one of my biggest limitations and still is. I still struggle with it, is cell phones. I think phones are kind of the underlying root cause of why so many people have difficulty sleeping. And yes, sometimes you need to stay up late studying and get other things done. We get that. But you need to stop and think, okay, how many nights or how many times have you noticed you're staying up late on your phone, you're scrolling through social media, you're texting friends, you're just kind of mindlessly on your phone and you don't even realize it. And you're tired. It's around 9, 10 p.m. You're getting pretty sleepy, but you're still scrolling on your phone. Another hours go by and yes, you're tired, but now you can't even sleep. You're too overstimulated. You spent too much time looking at that cell phone screen and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm not even tired anymore. I can't get to bed at all. And then you get a very restless sleep. That's very common for people. So it's important to recognize when your body is telling you it's tired, it's getting around that time when you should be going to bed. Put the phone down. I am a big advocate for putting my phone on sleep mode. I have it set for certain hours, I think from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. so that I don't even get the notifications and that I put my phone down away from my bedside table so that I don't even have, you know, the urge to just quickly scroll for another few minutes, because that is when you have difficulty sleeping, difficulty falling asleep, and cell phones really are such a root cause, like I said, of difficulty sleeping. So just be mindful of that and put the phone down.
Yeah. And you hit a ton of great advice right there. But something that I think is important is that overstimulation, you know? So the way that I view it is kind of like if a patient has a concussion, what do you not want to do with them? You know, you want them in a dark environment. You don't want to stimulate the brain. So I start to think about stuff like that. And when you're trying to get to sleep, you don't want to fall asleep. You don't want to be watching TV. You don't want TV. You don't want to be watching a movie on Netflix until you fall asleep. You don't want to be on the phone. Anything bright, bright lights, you know, anything that could stimulate your brain, that's going to keep you awake a little bit longer. So what I used to do for myself is I didn't have a TV in the room and I would barely bring the computer in the room. To watch anything, I would make sure that if I was going to watch something, it would be outside. And for the phone, I would actually put my phone, I would charge it on the opposite side of the bedroom. So not even in a desk, a night table or a nightstand or anything like that. It would be across the room so I did that to get me away from the phone, but also so this way, when the alarm went off, it would get me out of bed, which
totally
could be.
Totally agree. Now, another big thing you talked about, the overstimulation, you know, one point I want to kind of really hone in on with that is also the computer. So a lot of people are comfortable at night, you know, going under the blankets, but still having their laptop out to review some last minute notes. I try to encourage students to not study while in bed.
Thank you.
Bed is meant for sleeping. Bed is meant for relaxation and enjoyment. If you are spending time studying in bed, that kind of, you don't have that safe space, that relaxation space. And that is what the bed is meant for. Students who study in bed have difficulty turning the brain off because they're not associating bed with sleep anymore. Yes, they're associating it with sleep, but they're also associating it with studying. And it's important to kind of divide that and create that barrier and recognize bed is not meant for studying. You should not be studying while in bed.
Yeah, I think that's so valuable and something that I'm also going to add. So let's say that you are having difficulty sleeping. Something that could be really beneficial is just listening to some soothing music at night, something calming, not loud or anything like that, but something calming, like a meditation music, or you can find a ton of them on YouTube or even on a playlist that you may have. But that, I think, is so helpful. And something else, eating dinner early. You don't want to really eat right before you get into bed. So I think those are two really big things that help me out a lot. Do you have any other tips?
Yep. So just to make one final point, you kind of just brought it up, is you can always listen to, you know, some meditation, some calm noises, like, you know, ocean sounds or, you know, the fan noises. A lot of people find acoustics helpful when trying to fall asleep. It's not something I do regularly. However, nights I do notice that I'm a little bit more wound up. And when I'm trying to fall asleep in the dark environment with no noise, I'm still just kind of, my mind is racing a million directions. I will put on calming noises to help kind of give me something to focus on, but at the same time, help calm me down and put me to sleep. So I only use that when it's kind of my last resort, but I do find it helpful. So it's something to try if you've never done it before.
Now, Emily, I am a student and I'm preparing for this exam. Is it too late for me to start this? Is it too late for any student listening right now to start their change in the sleep habits?
I am a firm believer that it is never too late to try anything. I think I don't care if your exam is tomorrow. I don't care if it's in 2 months. It's never too late to try. It's always good to try earlier on to get used to a pattern, but it's never too late to try. You should always give it a shot.
Now that you understand sleep, here's a quote from Kobe Bryant. Life is too short to get bogged down and be discouraged. You have to keep moving. You have to keep going. Put one foot in front of the other, smile, and just keep on rolling. That is a quote from Kobe Bryant. And Warriors, you can do it. Do not be discouraged. Have that courage. Be proud of yourself. Be confident in yourself, believe in yourself, and keep on smiling. And do not let this exam get the best of you. You are doing every single thing that you should be doing, and you are doing amazing. You are powerful. You are strong. You are a final frontier warrior. You will pass.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information on the NPTE Final Frontier, please visit npteff.com. You can also check out all of our social media platforms such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
Till next time, have a great day and a powerful tomorrow.